Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about why pricing your house correctly matters.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Hey, Marcia, let's talk about why pricing your house really matters. And I'm not going to throw out a dagger, but I know a lot of people look at Zillow, but that's because it's easy to look on your phone and scroll, you know, when you're in between commercials in the evening when CSI goes to a commercial. It's great to see pictures, but you and I both know that Zillow is not really accurate. So tell me why pricing your house matters and how you do it.
Well, pricing your house, there's a lot of different ways you can look, a lot of different lenses you can look through. But my lens is to optimize the return on your investment. My lens is about today and tomorrow. You're forecasting a future event when you list a property for sale. What will happen next in the marketplace? So you want to look in hindsight like Zillow does, but you want to look specific to neighborhood. If you're a block off 18th Street, you don't want 18th Street homes in the algorithm. So you've got to really be a little more specific and know the area like we do over Zillow. Once you've got the numbers in a general sort of way, you've got to take a look. That's what's happened in the past. Now, forecasting a future event means how are we in relationship to the competition? What other choices do the buyers have in today's market forward? And that's another conversation.
Yeah. Well, and one thing with you being a market expert and being at Windermere, you not only have contact to your Windermere agents who are also aggressively out in the market selling, buying, selling, they know what's happening, but you also have contact with experts like appraisers. So like you just said, not only are you seeing in the rearview mirror of what has sold and the price per square foot and the market area, but you're seeing what's coming forward and how that pricing is changing every single day.
But you do not want to get ahead of the price either. You don't want to say, okay, if the market's appreciating 10% per year, that means I should get about 1% because the other home sold a month ago or more. It's not that kind of math. You've really got to take a look at forecasting from what you already know. And that what that'll do is create an auction atmosphere. So if you hit it on the nose, what past pricing has done for the marketplace for a home like yours, and then you look at creating a competition, make sure that everyone that should know about the property knows about it, you create an auction atmosphere and you will optimize. It will pull right up to the optimum price in the marketplace for your home.
Yeah, and definitely see multiple bids and multiple offers and just what you, just an ideal storm, a perfect storm for a seller.
Exactly. Wouldn't you love to have people fighting over your home? And that's what we're doing right now, if you do it right. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate, and I'm at 541-221-1454.
And I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Have a fantastic evening.